cliffcentral.com.
All right, well, here's some very important news this morning. It turns out that, who would have guessed, but Barry Manilow is...
gay.
No.
Breaking news.
What?
I know. No. Nobody could have guessed that.
Looks
one, right?
Looks like he made it.
There it is. It's, you know, unbelievable, right?
Here's the thing. So this actually takes me back to when
Sia told me about this story this morning. He's even blown away.
I literally can't believe this is an actual thing. So it takes me back to 2010 when Michael Jackson's This Is It came out. You remember the documentary about his last final days? And I remember watching it with my sister. My sister says, how could people have been surprised that the guy wearing orange skinny jeans was crazy? Yeah. Now, just like this, Barry Manilow, how could people have been surprised that the man who looks...
Well, you should have seen some of those outfits.
Careful, Sia, careful. We're going into dangerous stereotype territory here.
Let's not stereotype. I mean, you know,
how could anybody who wrote this song not be straight? Listen to this.
Yes. Oh. Oh, my goodness.
She was a showgirl.
Yes,
that's right.
With yellow feathers in her hair and a dress cut down her leg. She worked merengue and do the cha-cha.
So there he is. Barry Manilow. How old is he? 70 years old?
73.
Wow.
Oh, come on, Fruit. You're out of the loop. Come on.
Yeah, but no, but guys, you forget. I mean, Barry Manilow comes from a time where it wasn't even an option for him to come out once upon a time.
But actually...
then why did he dress like that?
Because he still wanted to remain true to himself.
So his justification is the fact that he's had such a big female audience fan base throughout the years.
So he didn't want to spoil it for
exactly,
them.
You know.
Oh, the women knew.
Do you think so?
You guys are saying, why is anybody
secret.
Surprised? The women knew that this man is not into any of them.
And get this, more than him just being gay, he's been in a relationship with the man for 40 years.
Well, good for him.
And you know how he swings it around? He made his husband his manager for the last few years.
Very good.
So actually, that's quite smart. You know, you go with your manager, you tour with your manager, you go to the same hotel, not necessarily the same room, but in this case, yes, the same room, and people don't really have any questions around it. But now I guess he's 73 years old, whether he does or doesn't and whatnot.
Well, you know, I kind of feel sorry for the guy because for so many years that he could have just had his life out there in the open, not had to hide anything. He's been hiding everything, and I kind of feel sorry for him. You know, what a way to live. And it's also true to say that people must do what they want to do in 2017. It shouldn't be anybody else's business. But I don't think anyone is really that surprised.
Well, I guess if in like the height of his career back in the day, maybe it truly could have been a gamble. But now he has a few Las Vegas residencies. And he's just chinchilling with his husband now.
What's his manager's name?
Kaif. That's a surname. Let me get the first name. Barry Kaif.
Barry.
Gary.
Gary.
Gary and Barry.
Gary and Barry.
Oh,
right.
Barry so and Gary sitting in
words.
A tree.
All right. Okay. Let's change the words to this well-known song. I remember all my life.
Sing it now.
I wished you could have been my wife.
Oh.
Osband.
We lived in the same hotels, but in separate bedrooms. You were in one wing, I was in the other. Oh, Gary, if you only lived next door. Instead of on another floor. I could have done the shows and come back to your bedroom. We could have been together. But oh, it didn't happen.
Oh, Barry.
Barry. Gary.
Gary, you saved me without taking.
Go on.
And I need you away. Oh, Gary.
Beautiful.
Stop me from shaking.
Very, very nice. I mean,
need you today. Oh, Gary.
Yeah. Well, listen.
Oh, shame.
Good for him. 70 years old. That's a hell of a thing. CliffCentral.com.